Kind of give me for the Falcons to win this Sunday. What needs to happen?
I'm going to go with what Steven Jackson said. Obviously, effectiveness, efficiency in the red zone. No touchdowns instead of field goals because we know the high octane offense of the Saints and Drew Brees. We need points. And for the offensive line, I don't think they're getting nearly the credit that they deserve. The way they've been protecting Matt Ryan, only allowed one sack this past week. So if they can keep that up, give him time, and then point three, just eliminate as much as possible those explosive plays.
Hey, how about real quick on that, James Stone. What a story that's been. I mean, he stepped in, undrafted rookie free agent, and he's held his own, hasn't he?
Yeah, and Matt Ryan said immediately since he got here that all he observed from Stone is just like a sponge, soaking up in the film room, studying. He's a question asker, and he said he relies a lot on John Asamoah and JB just as the guards helping him, and they've helped facilitate his transition to that starting spot, and he's been rock solid.
AJ, same question.
Yeah, my number one key is keep Matt Bosher on the bench, okay? And this goes hand in hand with what Reed was saying. You've got the bottom two defenses facing each other. So if you're hoping for a defensive slugfest, this is not the game for you.
The only time you want to see Bosch is when he's holding that extra point, right?
Absolutely. And so you've got the number two ranked offense in the Saints, the number seven ranked offense in the Falcons. You cannot go three and out against the Saints. So you've got to score points every time you get down there. You get in the red zone, you got to score touchdowns. And that's how you beat them.
You can't give the ball away. Look what happened last week. You lost by seven. You had a pick six. Once you give that turnover, your chances diminish, especially on the road.
And Smitty said, when the Saints lose the turnover battle, they're 1-6.
Isn't that crazy?
Let's go make it 1-7.
Absolutely. I like it. Let's get the picks real quick. I think I won.
You did.
I had Devin Hester, who was all over the place. How about that? 81 return yards, 85 yards, and a touchdown. That was an awesome catch, too. Jay had Steven Jackson, not a bad day, 46 and 11 reception yards, and Reed had Desmond Trufant, six tackles. So, hey, I'm almost out of the basement here. Nice. I love it. Oh, that's awesome. Good job on that, Bosak. I like that graphic. Catching up, and my hope is we just continue this through the playoffs. Win a few games and I can catch Jay. That's my ultimate goal. I got the big picture in front of me. All right, so I get to go first.
Yep.
Remember, no Julio, no Matt.
Why do you look at me when you say that?
Because I know you want to pick both of them. That's why. I'm going to go with I'm going to take your guy that you have. I'm going to go Desmond Trufant.
Okay. Go ahead.
All right. I'm going with Harry Douglas. That's who I was going to go with. With this offense, you got to go with the third hot hand here.
Rumor is he might be mic'd up.
Yeah, that's true. So I expect a lot of yardage, a lot of points in this game, so I'm going with an offensive guy, Harry Douglas.
That would be money. I'm going with the guy who has the most career touchdowns in Falcons history, Roddy White.
That's a good pick, too. But watch, Trufant's going to get this like big interception.
We'll see. I hope so. I hope you're right.
All right. Give me the high angle, Bosak. Call this the supercharger high angle right there. So thanks for setting that up. And we're going to see you next week after a win. We'll still have some chips in front of us, right?
That's right.
Thanks for watching FalconCast. We'll see you next week. Supercharged, baby.